Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem went out to him and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "There comes one after me who is mightier than I, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to stoop down and loose. I indeed baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." It came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Verses 1 through 15, Mark chapter 1. Then looking in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 7. "And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Verses 7 through 13, Matthew chapter 6. Lord, we thank you for your word, and thank you for the power, the wisdom, and the grace within your word. And thank you, Lord, for how that we see that the word of God is you, and you are the word of God. And as we spend time reading and meditating on your word, we're spending time one-on-one with you. Thank you for the wisdom, the power, the grace, the strength, the encouragement, the joy, and so much more that pours into our hearts and our minds as we read and meditate on your word. Help us to grow in our understanding of you, your word, your kingdom, your Holy Spirit, and how they all work wonderfully together to help us and equip us to be kingdom warriors in this day and time. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for your eternal word. And Father, we come to you for guidance right now. We come for you for teaching. We come for you for training in the ways of righteousness. Father, I know that we are in a foreign land, that as Abraham looked for the promised land, Father, I know that we are waiting for the fulfillment of the second coming and the new heaven and the new earth. But Father, I also know that in scriptures, you do promise that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So Father, we come now to learn more about that and to want to experience more of you in your kingdom. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Like to let our listeners know that this coming Saturday, for those that might be able to attend, we're inviting you to come. But if not, if you can just pray for the event, we will be leading a Walk Through the Bible seminar at China Grove AME Church in the Madison, Mississippi community. And keep in mind, we do these from time to time, and we're grateful to get a chance to do them. We ask that you would really pray for the Lord to anoint the whole event with an extremely mighty anointing, that it would be a great time of learning and growing. It takes you all the way through the Old Testament in basically a little over a two-hour setting. It uses kinetic learning. It's a fun seminar. But at the same time, you're going to learn things about the Bible and the fact that it's one story in a wonderful and a very encouraging way. And one of the goals behind the seminar is to set a believer on fire with a passion to read God's Word every single day. So if you can come out and be with us, we certainly hope that you will. If you can't come, we're certainly hoping that you will pray for the Lord to anoint the event with a mighty, mighty, mighty anointing. And again, it's a fun seminar. We hope that many will be able to be out and be a part of it, and we'll be sharing more details about it a little later in the broadcast. We're very honored and blessed to have as our phone guest today, Mr. Charlie Lewis. Mr. Charlie Lewis, he's a seasoned businessman, he's an entrepreneur, and he's an author, and we're going to be talking about one of his books today called The Kingdom System. Charlie, how are you today?
Good, Pastor Joseph. How about you?
Honored and grateful to have you as a guest today, and thank you for joining us. And I want to ask, Charlie, if you'll, I'm typically pretty brief on introductions. Would you take a few more moments to further introduce yourself to our listeners so they'll know a little bit more about who you are and what God has called you to? And then we're going to dive right in to talk about your book, The Kingdom System.
Sure. Thank you. I am a Southerner by birth. I was born in Florida. Some people don't consider that to be Southern, but it's about as far south as you can get. And I grew up in Jacksonville, Florida, and had a wonderful life with a family. My mother and father were people of faith, and we were taught the ways of the Lord and how to understand and be in a good relationship with Him. I went away, graduated from high school early, went away to the university, and I moved twice in that process, and that was during the Vietnam era, and the paperwork didn't keep up with me. So when it did finally catch up with me, they were telling me to come report for a physical. And when I did, I told them that I was, as we said in that day, we were in phase. I was ahead of phase. And they said, "That's great. You can appeal this, but we're sending you off to basic training, and you can appeal it, but you'll be through basic training before we even hear your case." So that wasn't much of an option. I just followed through. And I believe looking back today and reflecting previously, I can see the hand of God and the direction that He put in all of our lives. One of my friends and heroes wrote a book called The Grand Weaver and talked about how God forms the tapestry of our life. Going into the service, becoming a pilot, flying airplanes in Vietnam, and then coming back, that was all part of my training and the disciplines that God wanted me to learn so that I could be used in His kingdom. Came back, went back home, and ended up working in the lowest per capita income area in the city where I lived, and started to work with a group of like two or three young people. 2 years later, we had 300 or 400 young kids. We had buses, made albums, and played sports, had a great time, and worked in our family business that God orchestrated me coming back. And then another one of those kingdom moves that God does, He told me it was time to move. And I said, "No, I'm not really ready, Lord. I think this is kind of nice where I've got it." And that didn't seem to sway the direction very much. I ended up moving to a small town in southwest Georgia, which is really a part of heaven, a wonderful place to live and raise family. Both of my sons were born here, and all five of my grandkids, and God has used us mightily in business. We have a national distribution company for life and health insurance and work with a cadre of more than 25,000 representatives, and God has blessed it. And he, through that process of business, God began to teach me about his kingdom. I didn't learn it in church. I didn't learn it in any seminary. I learned it through the leading and direction of the Holy Spirit through business. And it profoundly changed the way that we do business. It's a totally different system and operates by a totally different paradigm.
Charlie,
and today, yeah.
Before you go forward, would you take a moment specifically to pray for listeners that they'll have ears to hear and understand the truths and insights that the Lord's going to speak to them through the broadcast and then pick up there? Would you pray for them at this time?
Yes, Father, you have declared that eyes to see and ears to hear both come from you. So, Lord, we're not here just engaging the earthborn senses and the natural things of this world, but, Lord, we want to engage heaven. We want to engage heaven's realm, and we want to learn how to work in that multidimensional power connection of the kingdom of God that you have given to us and you have charged us with and given us the complete ability to live a life of victory on the earth today, Lord. Give us ears to hear and eyes to see, and Lord, give us understanding. And we're not looking for knowledge that's earthborn from our senses, but we're looking for wisdom that comes from you, because you said knowledge without wisdom profits little. Lord, we're not wanting to be today an instrument of just stirring our hearts and our spirits, but Lord, we want to be changed. We want to be changed to be who you have designed us to be and to be who you have designed us to be in your kingdom. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Charlie, the title of your book is The Kingdom System, then specifically then. And I wanted to ask you this question before we dive into the message and the mission behind the book. Define the kingdom of God for us.
Okay. That seems to have been the question for a long time. When Nicodemus was talking to Jesus, he was trying to understand the kingdom and what it was and how it worked. And when the Lord began to speak to me and talk to me about the kingdom, I didn't know what it was. In fact, I said to the Lord, you know, I'm from the West. I was born in the States, and the kingdoms like you're describing here, I'm really not familiar with them. But the Lord said, as a business person, when you lack knowledge or don't know, you go and you research. And I said, yes, Lord. And I said, you also told me that if I didn't understand and if I lacked knowledge, that I could ask you and you would tell me. So that's what I did. And as I began to wonder what it was, I ended up in, I read the entire scripture trying to really understand what the Holy Spirit God was saying. And in Daniel 2 and 44, the place where I got to where Daniel was interpreting Nebuchadnezzar's dreams, and he began to talk about successive kingdoms that would come to the earth and that would work. And what he was describing was government. He was describing governments and governance. And what the kingdom of God is, Isaiah 9 and 7 said, when Messiah came, he would bring the government of heaven to the earth.
Charlie, I'm going to jump in right here. We're going to pick up there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Charlie Lewis. He's the author of the book, The Kingdom System. We'll be right back.
Can I beat this? Can I crack the surface into the deepness? this heart of mine, it's you. It's you, Lord, it's you. Then everything else just falls in line. Forever, roll to crescendo, goodbye limbo, like a new day dawning, show me the window, where I can see it's you, then everything else just falls in line, you, you will always hold this heart of mine.
The music of Toby Mack with It's You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. As always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. I mentioned earlier about an upcoming event that's going to happen this Saturday, the 5th of April here. It's going to happen in Madison, Mississippi. It will be a walk through the Bible event at China Grove AME Church. That address is 1060 Mansdale Road in Madison, Mississippi. Again, that's 1060 Mansdale Road, Madison, Mississippi, 39110. It starts at 9 a.m. that morning. Again, it's a fun seminar, but it's a very powerful one that helps you see how the Bible is one story, specifically looking at the Old Testament, taking you all the way through the Old Testament in a two-hour span of time. It's fun. It uses kinetic learning. It's a great event to bring young people as well as adults to. And you'll see the Bible coming together as one, the one story that it is, specifically looking at the Old Testament, and hope that you'll be able to come. And one of the goals, again, is to set you on fire with a passion to read God's Word every single day. So if you can be with us 9 o'clock this Saturday, China Grove AME Church in Madison, we hope that you will be with us. If you can't be with us, please pray for the Lord to do a perfect work in the heart of every attendee. We'd appreciate that. If you'd like more information, please email me at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you again. joseph@afr.net. Our phone guest today is Charlie Lewis. He's the author of the book, The Kingdom System. And Charlie, you were in the process of defining the kingdom of God from your perspective. Would you pick up basically where you left off there?
Sure. The kingdom is so many things, it's challenging to say. So I will tell you a couple of things that I really believe the Lord has provided the kingdom for. I believe it's God's redemptive plan for governance. It is our ability to engage heaven and bring the power and authority. When Jesus was accused of casting out demons by Beelzebub, he said, no, if I do this by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come, and it is here, and it is on the earth, and it is at your disposal. So the kingdom of God is God's redemptive plan for governance, and it's also our power connection to heaven's realm. And it is our ability to engage heaven and cause an effectual change in the outcomes of our lives.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time specifically to give a basic definition to help people begin to wrap their mind around this concept, because it is an important one for believers to grasp. And I've heard you share before about the fact that Christ alludes and preaches the kingdom of God and mentions the kingdom of God more times than he mentions the church, too. Would you elaborate on that a bit?
Well, I believe when I began to study it, the Holy Spirit directed me to read everything in the New Testament, the New Covenant, that Jesus taught, God, Emmanuel, when he was on the earth. And when I did that, I was really surprised, because he didn't teach a lot of the things that I had been taught in church. And the central theme and the primary message of Christ when he was on the earth was the kingdom of God, the government of heaven. And he mentioned it more than 130 times. And he mentioned the church three times. We understand the importance of the church, but somehow, personally, I miss the importance of the kingdom. And just by recurrence alone, that's a pretty significant difference.
Mm. You know, and that's very significant. You said he mentions the kingdom 130 times and the church yes. three times. That's profound. That's really interesting. Well, so to put it another way then, every believer would be wise to pursue to better understand what the kingdom of God is and how they're to plug into the kingdom of God. Would that be correct to say?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's the only thing in Scripture in Matthew 6:33 said, seek first, make this your priority and your first consideration in everything, my kingdom, my government. And then he said something, Pastor Joseph, that was kind of an eye-opener for me. He said, and his righteousness, which literally in the Amplified Classic says, my way of doing and being right. And what he was describing there was the government and the authority, and then he was describing the kingdom paradigm. A paradigm is the ideas, the assumptions, and the values that we use to create our understanding of our world and how it operates. And it becomes the prism and the perspective which we make our decisions and view life through. So often people become born again and enter the kingdom of God, but then try to live and operate by the world system, the world paradigm, or by the religious system and the religious paradigm, or by the church system and the church paradigm. Jesus didn't do it that way. When Christ was on the earth in the person of Jesus Christ, he perfectly modeled and displayed the kingdom paradigm and the kingdom government of heaven, how it works and how it operates.
Mm. Well, what would you, okay, like if I can just directly ask this question in relation to, you know, the title of your book, of course, The Kingdom System. What is the kingdom system specifically?
The kingdom system is the government of heaven and the power, the authority, and the directions and instructions for how we live. We talked about a paradigm. So many people who are followers of Christ don't operate by a kingdom paradigm. One of the stories and scriptures and the account that impacted me greatly was the account of the shrewd servant. And I never understood that as a businessman and in relationship with people who were gainfully employed through my efforts. Here was a guy who misappropriated and did things that were contrary to the person he worked for will. And when he was caught, he went out and he started making arrangements to take care of himself. He went to a guy and said, how many bushels does my master owe? He said, well, 1,000. He said, well, mark it 600 and share half of that other with me. And to me, as a business person, I didn't like that. And Jesus looks at the disciples and says, he's smarter in his ways than you are in yours, and my people are. And so I prayed and really sought God for that. And the Lord, Holy Spirit said, Charlie, he knew how to operate in his system. He knew how to engage the power, the authority, and the dominion of his system. My people and you don't even know you have a system, and you don't know how to gather. You enter my kingdom, and you try to operate by the world system. And I can say honestly, as a business person for many, many years, I did that. I would try to do business by the world system. But they're two totally different understandings. They're two totally different dynamics. And you engage and get results through two totally different means.
Mm. Well, Charlie, let me ask you this question in relation to, and of course, the title of your book is The Kingdom System. What would you say is the connection between the kingdom of God and the importance of a believer being a student of Scripture?
Well, I guess Scripture, if you make Scripture religious, it really is pretty challenging to get from it. But the way I look at Scripture, when you take the word covenant and testament and extend them to all of their interpretations, one of the interpretations is constitution. So I treat the scriptures like they are our governing agreement with heaven. Mm-hmm. They provide the values, the principles, and the established precedents that we agree to govern ourselves by. When you do that, you take the religious paradigm away and you engage the kingdom paradigm, where you operate in that reality, in that dimension, which engages heaven and brings heaven to the earth. Like Jesus said, pray for my will to be done on the earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and so would you say that it would be accurate then that you could say that the Bible basically is kind of our kingdom manual to teach us how to operate by the kingdom system? Would that be accurate to say?
Yeah, I would say so. Only Pastor Joseph, I really have not used the word, the term Bible for many years, mm-hmm. because I believe Bible is what a religious describes a religious system, mm-hmm. much like the Torah and the Quran and all of the others. What the scriptures are, what the Word of God is, the scriptures, it's the Word of God from God. It's alive and powerful, and it is the standard and the provision for understanding our God and His way of doing and being right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, as we read it for that, just as you just said, for being the Word of God, the whole approach, of course, can be very different. Of course, the Bible, a term basically meaning the book, but the Word of God is what God has told us. It's His guidance, His counsel, His wisdom. So, well, how would you say what would you say is the difference between being in relation to some of the issues you deal with in your book? What's the difference between being time driven and eternity driven in the way you approach life?
Well, that was pretty significant in the teachings of Christ, and in that particular sixth chapter recorded there in Matthew, Jesus had looked at the people and saw them, and the scripture says his heart was moved with compassion because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and they had challenges, but they didn't know where to go to get the answers. And Jesus begins, in my understanding, a little different than probably most of us would. He starts talking about your motivation. He says, be careful why you do things and understand your motivation, because as he had told Nicodemus, if you do things from an earthly motivation, you get earthly results. If you do things from the Spirit and the kingdom of God and the dimension of heaven, then you get those kind of results. And he said there, in there, one of the things that I kind of paraphrase, he says, the world tells you that success is measured by the assets. How much do you have? And it's measured by the things you have in time, things that don't transcend time, that are confined to this realm and this and the earth. And he said, and the pursuit of those assets is the pursuit of income or the pursuit of money. He said, but what I'm telling you is you are to be purpose-based, which is the reason you're created and comes from a different realm than the knowledge realm. You are to be purpose-based, eternity-driven, because time is just, and when we are here and now, it's such a short portion of our eternity and who we are, and we're to be driven toward an outcome, something that transcends time and is forever, because we're an eternal spirit. We live in a body and we're managed by our mind. So we're not to be asset-based and time-driven after money and things that are confined to the earth, but we're to be purpose-driven. Why are we here? What has God designed for us to do? And that's based in our eternity and in our eternalness. And we are to be, that ability gives us the ability to direct our outcomes to the things that we are designed to desire from God.
Mm. Well, let me ask this question again, following a part of the central messaging of your book. What's the difference between income and outcome?
Well, income is, as the scripture calls mammon, it's money, and it's stuff that's, it's things that are confined to this planet, to this world, to this realm, to this dimension. And outcome changes who we are and prepares us. Our mission while we're on the earth is to develop our relationship with the true and the living God, which is a relationship of eternity. What did he say about his kingdom? He said his kingdom would stand forever, that it was eternal. It would never be destroyed. It would never be ruled or occupied by other people.
Charlie, I'm going to step in right here, and we can pick up there on the other side of the break. Our phone guest today is Charlie Lewis. He's the author of the book, The Kingdom System. We'll be right back. Music of Rebecca St. James with Kingdom Come. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Charlie Lewis. He's the author of the book, The Kingdom System. And Charlie, if someone listening is wanting to get a copy of the book, can you tell them how they can do that?
Sure. They go to God's Plan Books, godsplanbooks.com. Okay. And they can do that. To learn about us, they could go to charlielewis.net, and it will take you to the different places we offer information on our ministry.
Okay. In your book, you draw parallels between God's creation of physical systems and the creation of life and the kingdom. Can you kind of further explain how these systems are kind of connected and what it reveals about God's goals, God's divine plan for a person's life?
Sure. Well, the whole of Scripture, to me, is a book about two kingdoms, one king, one who wants to be king, and the epic battle for humanity. And the whole of the book is about God's plan for our governance. And he probably one of the most important references to it is when he says, "Seek first, make your priority and your first consideration in all things my kingdom, my government, and my way of doing and being right." Humanity is made for the government of heaven, and to be our primary source for our being, for our thoughts, our actions, and our desires, and for our understanding of our world, our worldview, and how our world operates. And if we don't understand that, and as I didn't for so many years, and I was trying to engage heaven, but do it through the world system, and it just doesn't work. You have to realize that the God who created heaven and earth loves us so much, he's provided a plan that is perfect for us. And the wonderful thing, the series that we've written Pastor Joseph, is three books. Mm-hmm. The Kingdom, which tells about the system. Kingdomnomics, the dynamics of conduct and behavior, which tells how the system works. And the third book that's coming out in May is Kingdom Deployment, understanding how we engage the kingdom in heaven on the earth. The kingdom is eternal. And if everything about us, we are eternal, and we have to learn about our eternalness and how to engage eternity through the kingdom of God, through the method that God himself delivered to the earth for humanity to engage, to live in the victory and the authority, the joy, the power that he has designed for us. Because he said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and I approved of you as my chosen instrument for my kingdom. And before you were born, I set you apart, made you unique, made you special, and I consecrated you. I set you with a specific purpose to be as an ambassador and as a prophet to tell of my goodness to the world. God has amazing plans for your life, and they all revolve around and operate through a relationship with him and his system of governance called the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask this, Charlie, too. Like, if someone is listening and they're thinking to themselves, I really would like to hear Mr. Charlie Lewis teaching the principles of his book in audio form. Is it such that, like, for example, do you have a website whereby people can hear you teaching the series in a series capacity, the truths and insights that God gives you through the book Kingdom System? Is there anywhere where someone can go and listen to that?
Yeah, if you go to charlielewis.net, it'll take you to our website for the ministry, which is ksam.net, but it'll do it automatically. You don't have to remember that. Just go to charlielewis.net, and KSAM is Kingdom School and Ministry, mm-hmm. and you can get the information and what you need from there. Plus, all of the books are in Audible, and you can get them there, and they're also in ebook form, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if someone needed it in that form, they could get it that way then. So
absolutely.
That's good.
You know, Pastor Joseph, mm-hmm. The scripture refers to this message as the good news of the mm-hmm. gospel of the kingdom. And so many people talk about eschatology and the end times. There's not much that is a better indicator of where we are on the continuum of time in our relationship with the end of time than the kingdom of God. Because all of these things must be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is amazing to read scripture from the kingdom paradigm and the kingdom perspective and to understand how important the kingdom of God is in God's plan for humanity from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, how does your book address the challenges people face when they feel maybe disconnected from God's kingdom in their everyday lives?
Well, for sure, the kingdom of God is all-inclusive. It's not just about church and churchy things or religion and religious things. It's about every facet and every area of your life. And when you start to understand how it operates, like Jesus told Nicodemus, it operates through redemption. When you enter into that relationship with the living God, from that time and place forward, everything has to be taken from the perspective of that eternal relationship. If it's not about eternity, it's not about the kingdom. And the Lord told us clearly that the kingdom of God is to be our first consideration and our primary pursuit in everything that we do. So I would say, allow yourself to be put into a place where you're saying, Lord, because he said the very same thing I said to him, because I didn't understand kingdom. And I've been on this journey for almost 30 years now, and I didn't understand it. And I said, Lord, I don't know. And you said, if I didn't know, I could ask you, and you would tell me. And Lord, this is me I'm asking. I want to know. how to engage your kingdom. That's what the second book, Kingdom Nomics, talks about in the series, and the third book, Kingdom Deployment. It tells you how to engage it on the earth.
Mm-hmm. So getting all three books would be very helpful for someone who really wants to grasp some of the basic messages and insights that you're sharing about the kingdom then. So,
okay. I really believe so.
Okay. All right. Well, would you say, Charlie, this, for someone who's maybe new in the faith, how would you suggest they begin to try to understand and live by the principles of God's kingdom?
Well, I guess it was Zig Ziglar that said you can't hit a target you can't see. So if you have unconscious incompetence, you don't know about it, then after hearing this and you realize that there is something else that you need to know and you begin to inquire, I believe the way the scripture says it is it's your thought life. That's why Jesus talked about a paradigm. He said, my way of doing and being right. Again, that's the ideas, the assumptions, and the values that we use to create our understanding of our world. And how do we get that? He said, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you're born again, your spirit is renewed and in fellowship with the living God. But you have to accept that responsibility and that privilege to renew your mind. The New Living says, don't think like the world thinks, but allow me to change the way that you think so that you can understand and think the way I have designed you to think. It's all about design. It's about engaging your design in the proper way, because Romans 8 and 28 says, we know that God partners with us in everything that we do, and that he has a plan for us, and he has a design that we are to follow. And we learn to see through that prism and through the kingdom paradigm. You know, Pastor Joseph, I had so many people who are stirred by this, and they say, well, I don't understand. You know, God speaks to you in technicolor, and I'm not even in black and white yet. And I always ask the same question. I said, well, how much time do you spend with him? How much time do you spend reading his word? How much time do you spend talking to him in fellowship and communing with him? And they look at me and say, well, not a lot. Mm-hmm. I said, well, there's your answer. Spend time with God. Mm-hmm. Get to know him intimately and personally, and allow him, because he says, when you do that, he said, we hear and we recognize the voice of the Good Shepherd. We hear and we know our Father's voice, and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. And there's so many scriptures. He says, don't try to figure it out yourself, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And probably one of my favorite ones is Proverbs 16 says, roll your work, everything that you do, upon the Lord. Commit and trust them to him. Mm-hmm. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable with his will, and your plans will be established, and your plans will succeed.
Amen.
That's how you do it, through relationship, fellowship, mm-hmm. and communion with him.
All right. Well, Charlie, our time is about gone here. One more time, if someone wants to get in touch with you and get a copy of The Kingdom System and the other books you've mentioned, tell them again where to go to get those books.
GodsPlanBooks.com. No apostrophe, GodsPlanBook.com. And to find out about our ministry and our outreach, you can go to CharlieLewis.net.
All right. All right, and to get the audio versions of the book, same website, is that right?
Same website. Same website.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Charlie, for being with us. And I want to encourage every single listener to prayerfully consider getting the book and or the audio books. So many insights and truths that can really bless and encourage any believer that's a serious and a passionate disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening and you have never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, and you know you're not saved, if you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, simply pray this prayer with us and commit your heart and your life fully to the Lord Jesus Christ today? Would you pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey your word and your spirit every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and committed your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please get in touch. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. And please pray much for Brother Charlie Lewis and the ministry the Lord has called into as he continues to share wonderful truths and insights about the kingdom of God, and along with the message of the book, The Kingdom System. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.